back. Shouts out to everybody watching us right now on Facebook Live, ladies and gentlemen. Can we take a two-minute break? A two-minute break already in the beginning of this so we could share this on our Facebook. So how about that? Yeah, do this right now. And, yeah, to go to the, of course, if you're not watching us, shout out to everybody who's watching us. Please share us to your friends, everybody who's watching us right now on the Geek Culture Congress page. I'm sharing mine right now. And come on. Come on, Tarek. All right. Come on. Participate, Tarek.
I'm in.
Yeah, we don't want that echo problem we had last time. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't figured it out and you haven't been following the podcast for lately, we've been trying to get this video thing right. So we had a couple episodes that have been kind of foobars, you know, but we apologize for that. And right now, hopefully...
it's the humble beginning part.
Yeah, it's the humble beginning part. Of course, welcome to the Geek Culture Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez. I'm here with the very funny and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's up?
All those things are true.
And I hope so. And of course, the king of night time radio here in Tampa, Florida, Mr. Joey Franchise.
Wepa,
and everything here, nerd and hip-hop.
I kind of keep that nice little balance of that. But don't mind me, my voice is a little hoarse. I just came from Connecticut.
Yeah, you were partying up there. Congratulations to your sister who got married, right?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yes, congratulations to Joey Franchise's sister, who probably doesn't
Who's a fellow geek?
She is, right?
In her own
way, podcast? She's on the podcast? She should.
I mean, if we're going to talk Disney stuff, she's all about it.
All right.
Disney. No, yeah, like deep Disney cut stuff.
When I figure it out, we'll do like some Skype thing too here, and we'll like Skype people in. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, of course, what's hot in the news right now in nerd world is the cancellations of Luke Cage and Iron Fist.
And I'm gonna start with a controversial comment.
Okay, go ahead.
If Luke Cage got canceled, I'm glad a white guy got canceled also.
Balance.
The black delegation would not have been happy.
You know, Iron Fist is like what I call that? The word I'm looking for, like, he's a repentative white guy. You know, he like listens to hip hop. He listens to Wu-Tang, you know, his iPod, you know, you know, he's like, you know, he's iPod. He's white guy light.
He's the cultured white guy.
He likes Kung Fu. You know what I mean? You know
what I'm saying? Iron Fist is the Joey Fatone.
You know, he likes Kung Fu.
Wow, that's really good. That's a really good one.
It's like, who's that guy?
That is pure facts. Oh, man.
So, what do you say, Mr. Tarek Lewis? What do you think the future is in store for those two characters as far as anything in Marvel Cinematic Universe or
I've been debating
TV universe?
There's a couple of options. They're going to go to the Disney streaming service, each show.
I see that.
Or they're going to do Heroes for Hire on Netflix. Or they're going to do Heroes for Hire on a Disney streaming show. And that's what I think are the possibilities. I don't think I haven't seen all of Iron Fist yet, the third season, second season. Yeah. I haven't seen all the second season yet, but Luke Cage, the way it ended, gave me I feel like they got to do something.
Right.
They got to do something with that character. They
can't keep it going. Can we ruin it? Like, if you haven't watched it yet, can we just ruin it and talk about things that have happened
Luke
already? Luke Cage, the last season?
Sure. I'm still in the process of it.
Like, he runs Harlem now, practically.
Yeah.
You know.
So I think that they're not going to just let that go. And those are two bigger characters. They're not going to just let that go. Or another option is that Disney was hitting them over the head too much for fees to license it and use it for Netflix. Or studio fees, and Netflix was just like, fine, you take it.
I don't know. You know, they usually do that as like a partnership, kind of. You know, like Netflix pays them. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying.
Like, we want the show on our network, as Netflix is the network, and, you know, we pay you to produce it. You know what I'm saying? And then
but Disney might have been like...
I wonder if Fox had the Fox deal also had anything to do with it, especially with them acquiring all these new characters. They probably want to use some of those Fox characters for Netflix series, and it's like to hold those names and for Netflix to continue to kick up money. It's like, oh well, we got this whole another batch of characters to use. Like, why don't we use some of these guys?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean, for these next coming Netflix series.
That's a good point.
So interesting.
I don't think it's done. I don't think they're done.
I don't say they're done. I say there's like I said, Marvel does things. Disney does these things for a reason. They have like a master plan, you know.
Always,
there's a reason why they introduce these street level characters to us and give us their background and like their rogues gallery. You know, they introduce us to the regular bad guys that are in their sphere of world. You know, the serpent, the guy that he fights in Iron Fist. There's also the Steel Serpent, should I say, and then there, of course, the Kingpin. Those are characters that probably wouldn't be introduced. It's really hard to introduce in like the Spider-Man kind of world because, you know, he's already in that Marvel Cinematic Universe with the role, trying to keep up with the Iron Man and the Captain America and stuff like that. So it's really hard to introduce that kind of character like Kingpin in Spider-Man, where it's a little easier to do it in a TV show format where you can show their motivations and make people care about the characters, the bad guys and the good guys and everybody in between. Like I said it before on the show, and I say it again, this is just one stepping stone to the graduation of these characters, okay? I'm not saying it happened tomorrow. I'm not saying it's going to happen in Avengers 4, all right? But Luke Cage, of course, you know Luke Cage is an Avenger in the comic books.
Right.
Okay? In the comic books, he does have a romance with Jessica Jones. They have a baby.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not too far off seeing Luke Cage introduced to the Avengers lore in the movies.
No,
you know,
it's pretty far off.
Yeah. Why you say that?
It's pretty far off.
It's there. It's in the in like the blueprint of the Marvel stories.
It's driving from Tampa to Sarasota in rush hour traffic. it's you're taking some leaps there. You probably shouldn't go. Listen,
I think we need to just
maybe not Iron Fist so much, but you know. They're gonna introduce the Heroes for Hire thing, you know. They're gonna do that somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. What if this is all for a new movie? A new Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. They've already introduced characters to us, and the new movie is Heroes for Hire. Bam!
One thing I'm good.
You heard it first here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and
Geek Culture Congress.
I do agree with the Heroes for Hire. If they're making way for that.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
We've heard it first from the last time.
I said Spider-Man died in Avengers, right?
Yeah. And then
y'all didn't believe
me. And then they quickly licensed him out for a new movie.
Right.
And a new film.
He still died, ladies and gentlemen.
The teaser poster for the next Avengers, Spider-Man. Okay? He's holding it months later.
I get extra points for that, okay? Nobody called that.
Listen, it's more likely that Luke Cage will get a show on TV1 and Iron Fist on ABC Family than it is that there's an Iron Fist Luke Cage movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with a regular TV show on what's the ABC Family TV show can't channel now? It's not ABC Family anymore. It's called something else.
I don't know.
I want to say, is it Freeform? Was it Freeform?
It's not Freeform. It might be Freeform. It might be.
I don't remember.
It's not going to happen. I haven't watched ABC
since TGIF.
Yeah.
Oh,
the whole network.
Yeah, bro.
I'm telling you, I don't see a cinematic.
An exception of NBA Saturdays and Sundays, with the exception.
Oh,
I don't see a cinematic Luke Cage.
No?
Nah.
Iron Fist. First of all, Iron Fist, he's not popular enough.
Oh, but everybody likes season two. He's been redeemed.
No, everybody does not.
He's been a lot of people do like it.
You're operating within a bubble, Speed. Pop your bubble.
Where? Where is the bubble? Like we got video. Two. I can do things now. Where is the bubble?
Listen, I don't see that happening.
It's possible.
It's possible.
I'm telling you. Disney does not do these things. Does these particular things and have their own strategy.
Yeah, well, Disney also had Justin Hammer and Obadiah Stone as villains. So let's not act like Disney just doesn't make mistakes.
You know, I know. They had Dark World and they had a bunch of stuff.
Let's not forget the Thor 2 paradigm.
Yeah.
It happens.
What do you say, Joey? Come on. Are you with me?
No, I think we need to kill the idea of any of these Netflix characters ever having full-on feature films ever in the
ever? Cinema. Never? Nah, I don't know.
I highly doubt it. Like I say, like, you know, these are good. You know, these are street level characters. So it's like to see them kind of take a mantle on in like the world that we're already living in this MCU.
Well, you know, it's.
Come on, these guys are in space. These guys are killing, like, these guys are fighting around. You know, they're protecting New York. Somebody's got to protect New York. New York is always under fire.
You know, Iron Fist and Luke Cage have some pretty extraordinary powers.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd say Luke Cage could probably go a couple rounds with Thor. You know?
No.
Yeah.
Didn't Luke Cage get shot in the head with a shotgun?
Let's look up some power levels right now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's no
way. Let's look up some power levels
here. No, you're wilding right now.
Yeah, man.
Now you're really in a comic book.
If my mom's life depended on Luke Cage lifting an ice cream truck, she might be done. Luke can't lift that ice cream truck by himself.
I can't see. And especially where they're taking off, where they're taking, potentially taking the next Avengers film and the future films down, like, you know, in the MCU. I can't see Luke Cage going to, like, going to space and going through the Bifrost. I can't see that. I can't see him flying through the
universe. Maybe not in space, but, you know, eventually Avengers has to start focusing on things that are happening on Earth. So
They do not, though.
Of course, there's going to be threats, of course, on the regular planet. You know, there's going to be the villains from Earth.
We got to be on the lookout for the Masters of Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they're, like, each character's rogues gallery is that deep enough for them to prolong, like, movies after, you know, one after the next. Because, you know, we live in a world where, you know, all these comic movies are, you know, they're so successful to the point where everybody wants a sequel. So it's like, how many people does Luke Cage, like, how many big villains are, marketable enough, and how many stories can you tell, you know, to keep people
in the Luke Cage world? Probably not a lot. Not in that,
like
everyone
Daredevil,
would recognize
Daredevil. If anybody can, I can see transitioning. If that, like, I see Daredevil transitioning.
I don't know. Yeah. Daredevil's an iffy. I don't know.
Daredevil.
You think
Jessica
so?
Jones,
really?
Iron Fist, Luke Cage don't have a chance.
But they're the ones with the power, the higher
Daredevil,
power levels. They're the only ones that can hang.
Yeah.
A Daredevil can't even. Is not even at Super Spider-Man's level.
No, he's not. No, he's not. But he's crafty.
Right. Yeah. You know, he's got that death radar going, you know?
Yeah, man. We haven't seen a good Bullseye yet.
Well, you know what? Talking about Bullseye, I tell you what. It's the season 3.
Yeah,
he's in it.
He's in there.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah. And it's pretty nice. I'm not going to ruin it for nobody, I promise.
Listen, I'm being honest with you, man. If they do a Luke Cage movie, me and the black delegation have to have a conversation.
But what if it's really good, man? What if they come up with a really good trailer and they really sell you, man?
Like, how come they didn't do another Black Panther? That's what's going to be my question. That's the only way. They had to put him in Black Panther or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? That might happen. Maybe that's just, I don't know. Yeah. You know what? All right. If you heard it first here from Speedy Jr., ladies and gentlemen, if it happens, okay? Right?
There you go.
Just remember that. Right here, Geek Culture Congress. I remember that.
Joey and Tarek did not believe me, okay?
I said Spider-Man would die, and he died.
He kind of died, yeah.
He did kind of die, sort of.
Yeah.
This is quite possible, all right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Oh, man. So, talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe, of course, I guess Joey brought it to my attention because I didn't even realize this happened.
Right.
That they came out with a full synopsis for Avengers 4.
Right.
And you're going to read it to us right here, live on Geek Culture Congress, live on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Shouts out to everybody watching us right now.
This is the latest one. You know, it was from a Reddit user, and I know you got to kind of take those.
Is it from a Reddit user?
With a grain of salt.
Really?
And the legitimacy.
Come on, Joey.
But
I thought this was like official IDB site.
No, but see,
we're gonna get right
but
here.
this is all reported by the Sun. It's like I said, it's
that sounds like a tabloid.
The Sun is away in the UK.
It sounds like a tabloid, Joey.
I've seen that logo before. It seems pretty legit.
The Sun is like if I stock image a newspaper headline, the Sun comes.
It's up. A pretty legit thing, but this same user who broke down the whole synopsis.
Uh-huh.
Broke down is legit because he broke down the Spider-Man and Civil War trailer also,
okay.
And how it turned out. So that's why I was like, oh, okay, I'll give it a chance if I had to, you know.
If you had to bet money on it,
If I had to bet money, I'd bet on a guy who's actually got it right quite a few times.
Okay, so here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, live on Facebook, on Geek Culture Congress.
The final trailer is about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It starts with the 10-year logo. Which zooms into the screen in logo fashion, but it flashes all colors of all the stones, as it usually does. Thanos' voice comes in, quote, "My destiny is not yet fulfilled, and there go, and then it goes into a shot of a battered Tony Stark, looking as though he's still on Titan and confused.
Wow.
It goes on to say, greater threats arise to undo the balance I lost everything to achieve, and I will not be undone. That is Thanos talking. Wow. They continue with a shot of Banner and Cap with Vision on a table, fading in and out. Shot of Quill's ship lifting off fades. Tony says Fury was right. He's talking to someone out of view in some type of normal house. This might be Aunt May. He's glossy-eyed, and the dialogue is spoken over the prior screen, not actually what he's saying. He says he was right since day one. It fades into a black screen. A scene of Tony in some sort of garage-looking place in front of three different suits. They seem pretty normal. None are the ones that was leaked. He was housing. He has the housing unit in his hands. I have no idea who he's talking to, but they also add, I'll do whatever it takes so that never happens again. A black screen, Tony in his shield gear. He's walking towards the camera with soldiers behind him. A shot of Ant-Man standing in the quantum realm. Cuts to him surrounded by three tardigrades.
Yeah.
Yep. He's running, then stops at a green portal type thing. Fades to a short shot of Scott in street clothes, a gray shirt, jeans, and a jean jacket. Scott goes on to say, I think I might have a way to help. Not sure who he's speaking to or if this is even the real dialogue. It doesn't look like it matches. Mind you, this is the Reddit reader, like, yeah, just kind of breaking it down and giving his opinion.
He's like talking about, like, what's he seeing?
Right.
Huh, interesting.
So, shot of an empty throne in Wakanda, various shots of Shuri, M'Baku, and Okoye, then it goes to black screen. This was not our fight. Shuri or Okoye couldn't tell. Screen still black. A shot of Cap standing, arms crossed with Rhodey, Rocket, and Thor in a room that looks like it's still Wakanda. Cap says, we need to make this right. Banner goes on to say, Cap, we don't even know where to start. Thanos is gone. He won. Thor says, well, Then we better get to work. A shot of them panning down slowly of the pager Fury had in someone's hands. I'm also 100% certain it's in Tony's hands. That's what the Reddit user saying, that apparently Tony has the beeper of Captain Marvel on it.
Huh.
A shot of Rhodey suiting up very briefly from the knees up to the crotch area. It's not nanotech.
Why do we get a crotch shot?
I hope it's nothing like the Batman, the nipple shot.
That's
funny.
But it looks more or less exactly how Star-Lord's mask materializes with a Thor voiceover. Are you ready for this? Rocket says, well, if I'm not, pause. Then a black screen fades into Rocket. Music silences. Then goes on to say, what more could I lose? Bifrost shot with Thor, War Machine, and Rocket. Then there's a shot of the gauntlet still damaged, being reached for. Shot of Nebula, looking like the same place Tony was earlier. I'm assuming that's the on Titan.
Titan, yeah.
And then a shot of Banner. Black screen, Thor goes on to say, we need an army to stand against Thanos. Then a shot of Thanos putting on the armor that we've seen in the in recent like concept art. So right, he's putting on his armor. He says, yours is the only one formidable enough to give us a chance. A shot of Thanos wielding a big double-edged sword, which we've seen in concept art. He says, so I ask of you, and it's various shots of Black Widow, a brief shot of Tony's suit, Cap's new chest piece, and Banner putting on a purple skin tight suit and a button up over it in front of a mirror. Then it fades to Thor saying, will you help us? And there's a bunch of other various shots, including a broken gauntlet on the ground as someone, obviously Thanos, is walking away. Some aesthetic and scenery as the one when it's being reached for, I think he throws it to the ground. All right. So Have you caught up anywhere? You lost? Man, we
no,
lost
it's
anywhere?
Because
it's a lot of super detail.
I'm kind
of
lost, but it's okay. Keep going.
Yeah.
I got you back,
Speedy. Yeah. And then I'm assuming this is Captain Marvel. She says, it's been a while since I've been on Earth. Music is getting louder. And a shot of Captain Marvel's chest panning up to her face. The scenery behind her almost looks like Xandar. Because it can't be Earth, but it's blue skies and clouds outside of a window. Captain Marvel says, let's go. A shot of her flying towards something angrily. She cocks back a punch, eyes glowing, flames surround her. She punches. Then the Avengers theme plays. However, it doesn't exactly have anything. It's just a blank screen with just music. There's a post-theme cutaway stinger. Rocket is in a rolling chair looking at a few computer screens, has on a cool white bodysuit. And Rhodey says, I've seen a lot crazy things, but a talking raccoon. Rocket looks up at him from the chair, definitely tops them all. And Rocket, going from Rhodey back to the computer screen, sarcastically says, boy, if I had a unit every time I heard that one. Cuts to a shot of Thor smiling with an off-cue ha ha ha. And that's pretty much it.
The end?
Yeah.
Huh.
Ended one of the corniest jokes of the entire series.
Yeah, it did.
Amazing.
So that was a lot. That was a mouthful.
That didn't sound like a lot of kind of was real, a mouthful. That sounded like a lot of teasing. Really.
So what I understand, what's going to happen in this movie is that the Justice League is going to bring Superman back from the dead, and for some reason he's not going to have a shirt on.
Apparently.
Oh, we're doing Marvel.
Yeah, we're doing Marvel. Yeah,
my fault. I wasn't paying attention the whole time. Dude. I thought we were previewing Justice League.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I think I read another one prior to this one last week that sounded a lot more better.
Yeah?
Yeah. This one kind of felt like super scattered.
Little,
I didn't
really?
Feel like...
Maybe it was like a concept.
Maybe it was the way I read it.
Maybe it was a concept script.
People, they see... What are they? Are they seeing the synopsis somewhere? They've seen the trailer?
Probably some people that have seen the trailer or somebody that broke down a trailer to them.
Yeah.
You know how these things go. Yeah. No, nothing's ever really a secret.
It seems interesting. I like the fact that in it, at least in the description.
I'll take a grain of salt. Like, I'll take some of these things with a grain of salt. Like, one thing I do believe is Rocket in the white outfit, because we saw concept art with them in all white in white outfits.
Well, I did. When I went white, I saw the tease that the toy company put out.
Yeah, that's the toy. The tease. It was Thor and Rocket in the white suits.
Yeah,
or okay. Rocket in a white suit.
Mm, okay.
So I think that's
definitely
authentic.
Probably going to happen. Yeah.
I don't believe in what I believe more in the last one that I read was that there was more quantum realm based stuff, and Ant-Man is pretty much kind of anchoring this entire, like almost the entire trailer. Because obviously he knows how to make his way, and he's like, hey, we got a way to kind of, they mentioned Time Vortex at the end of Ant-Man and Wasp. So it's like, oh, this guy, so he'll probably get caught up somewhere in that.
Yeah.
And they'll redo everything. And then there's a, then I guess also the, they go back to the Battle of New York. In this trailer that I read.
Yeah, I definitely read that. There's going to be some kind of time traveling. Definitely going to be happening.
So it's definitely like, this was all right. Like, the Banner putting on the suit, the little, and then putting the button up over, I believe that, because we saw that Hulk's going to be in that.
Right.
That spandex suit.
Okay.
Weird spandex looking suit. Yeah. But yeah. Oh. See, I guess the trailer's supposed to drop sometime mid-November in December.
Oh, okay, so I
think if they, you know, just to kind of, because it's Marvel and obviously Aquaman comes out in December, I wouldn't be surprised if it drops like a week prior
when
to
people
Aquaman.
Go see Aquaman, that would be gangster.
Full of Kanye moves on them, yeah. The album's coming out.
I'm going to let y'all finish, man. Hey, DC, I'm going to let y'all finish. But hold up, this Avengers 4 trailer?
Watch this Avengers 4 trailer real quick before you watch this.
And then, spoiler alert, I mean, a lot of people, spoiler alert for anybody that, you know, probably doesn't want to know the title, but, I mean, I guess from what I've been reading, right now, this is your last chance. I don't want to ruin the title or anything.
Go ahead.
But Annihilation is
we're
what
all
everybody's
here,
kind
we're
of
all here
is
for
going
spoilers.
With.
Annihilation, yes.
Yeah.
And if you didn't know, Tarek and Joey, that's a very great storyline in the comic book lore. Annihilation. What happens in Annihilation in the comic book world is pretty much Kind of the same concept. You know, obviously Thor destroyed the Nova Corps. Yeah. Went to get that one gemstone that was over there. But what happens in the comic book, the way that the Nova Corps gets destroyed is not by Thor, it's actually by this character called Annihilus. He looks like a big cockroach.
Yeah.
He comes from the negative zone, which is kind of like part of the Fantastic Four narrative.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't think they can actually use him or now, or maybe they can. Maybe since they're all this Fox stuff is going through. Yeah. They have the rights back to these characters again, like Galactus and stuff like that. But definitely, Annihilus is one of those characters that's like kind of iffy, Fantastic Four-y kind of. But he is in the negative zone. He creates this massive army. He calls it the Annihilation Army, and it's just the biggest galactic army that the whole cosmos has ever seen. And pretty much what he does is he comes out of that negative zone. And he just starts destroying worlds.
Yeah.
And literally the whole war goes all the way to Earth. And by the time it gets to Earth, like the whole Avengers have to get involved. And there's only one Nova Corps person left, which is Nova himself. And he has the whole power of the Nova Corps in him. So he's like super powered. And Thanos has to get involved. Thanos fights Annihilus. It's a big, you know, Silver Surfer characters, all the you know, all the big Cosmo characters are all involved. The Kree are involved. The Skrulls are involved.
Yeah,
it's like a big thing.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. It's not going to probably get that big because it will just lose a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Happen, yeah.
But definitely, in the comic book world, like I really recommend that read. The whole Annihilation read.
I gotta be honest with you. You threw me off with the giant roach thing.
It does. He looks like a big giant roach, and they make fun of him like that. So, but he like. He's literally like death incarnate, the character. See, okay. It's a big deal. In the comic book world, it was a big event.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, these things like these, like once this gets out, they might change it just because it got out. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like this Reddit thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, like, they might just change it up.
He describes Spider-Man and coming in Civil War, even with the Under Roos part and everything. Yeah. So,
to a T. So, you gotta give him credit. You got to at least believe him a little bit. It doesn't sound boring to me. It sounds interesting. I'm glad none of the...
Well, they do, and they also say, let me reiterate, like, it was a rough cut of it. So maybe those are pieces of the trailer, maybe not the full-on trailer.
I'm glad it doesn't include any of the characters that you know, disappeared.
Yeah.
I like the roadie. I like the fact that War Machine gets some.
He's getting some love,
sometimes,
man.
Yeah. I like that character.
That's gonna be interesting because when he said that they go through the Bifrost with Thor, and he goes through the Bifrost with Thor and Rocket, that's gonna be pretty interesting to watch because you never see roadie, you know, have like some big dialogue.
No,
so
that'd
be interesting to watch. And I think with some of those characters disappearing, you know, characters like that, they get to show their range.
Yeah. I think it's. Anything can happen between now and then, and they have so much. They even put the actors in kind of like a the word I'm looking for. Like they have them act out scenes that are probably not even going to happen,
right?
Yeah,
to throw them off.
They did
you know?
That with with the Hulk when he was that one shot at the end of the first Infinity War trailer.
Yep,
Hulk. That scene never happened. Period.
Yeah, it never happened.
And Hulk never appeared. Period. Yep. In Infinity War at all.
As I'm saying, like they pretty much could do anything they want, and they could always reshoot anything they want to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty sure they have
CGI
if they need to. There's a bunch of time going to happen between now and when it's coming out. May of next year?
Yeah, May. So you got this. This is going to be intense. They got March's Captain Marvel. You got May's Avengers 4. And then July, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. That's going to be an intense year.
What's really mind-blowing to me is how they're going to get these trailers and how the Spider-Man trailer and the Captain Marvel or, you know, even Infinity War trailer doesn't ruin the movie. Like, because they're so close. So close to each other. Like, I just hope that they get the trailers right to the point where like they won't mess up. Like, well, how did this happen? If this happened in Infinity War,
true.
and we haven't seen Avengers 4 yet,
I imagine Captain Marvel will be a lot of backstory.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're definitely gonna go back.
That's gonna be a lot of backstory. We're gonna see Agent Coulson again and all that stuff.
Yeah,
definitely.
This is how they're gonna because of how close because Spider-Man Far From Home happens just minutes after
Avengers 4.
Avengers 4 apparently.
Really?
Because the movies are so close to each other.
Interesting.
So, and you got to understand, like, you know, Disney's trying to promote this movie soon. They just wrapped up.
Yeah,
and so, like,
they need to get them checks.
And,
those,
and, Yeah, and those trailers are gonna like kind of.
They paid them salaries already. They need to get that money back.
Like that Spider-Man trailer and that and Avengers, you know, they 4 trailer are gonna fist. Be like kind of neck and neck.
Yeah.
They make
it's
money
like, how do you tell that
fist.
Story when everybody's already, like, you know, going into everything thinking, you know, Spider-Man's
going to be a bit messy.
Disappeared.
Yeah,
especially if they try and put, you know, Iron Fist and Luke Cage in there. It's going to be in.
Oh, my God. You won't let that go?
Sorry, I messed with you guys.
Get ready to watch that on AMC. That is not. That's going to be a TNT original film.
Freeform.
Yeah, it's going to be on Freeform. Dude.
Freeform. Luke Cage, Freeform.
Yeah, that's not happening, bro.
Oh, man. Well, thanks so much, guys, for being with us here at Geek Culture Congress. I hope everybody enjoyed. Actually, the Facebook Live did not crash. So that's what we're going with from now on, Facebook Live, ladies and gentlemen. So, and then we'll put it up on YouTube later. Shouts out to everyone who's watching us right now on Facebook. And, of course, everyone who's going to be listening to us on the podcast feed soon. Of course, follow us everywhere. Like the Facebook page, Geek Culture Congress. Don't just type Geek Culture and be like, oh, I can't find it. Yeah. No. Geek Culture Congress, 3 words, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Put it in there. Also for the Instagram, Geek Culture Congress on Instagram as well. Tarek, what's on your queue right now? What are you watching? What are you trying to get into?
I'll be uploading my short film very shortly today. And you can go to my YouTube page and check it out and go to Facebook and click on the link. And
all right.
It'll be up soon.
What are you watching right now as far as shows, anything?
Oh, I'm watching. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about me personally.
Yeah, that too.
I just finished The House on Haunted Hill. What is it called?
Yeah, I've heard of like
that. Haunted Hill House.
Did you like that?
Great.
Yeah?
Great. It's dope. I'm starting up Daredevil 3.
Me too.
Yeah, so I want to start up.
Me too.
I'm going to forego Iron Fist even further.
Iron Fist 2 was really good. Season 2 was really good.
I'm not getting hopping in that bubble with you.
It was really good, man. It was really good.
No.
It was really good. You missed it.
Oh, and I'll be starting the Gifted again.
All right, yes. I need to get into the Gifted as well, yeah. Joey, of course, what is going on with your everything that you got going on in your universe? Let everyone know, please.
Oh, everything's good. Just, you know, Monday through Friday, 7 to midnight, Wild 94.1. Also trying to actually get into the gaming world, and I'm actually going to be working with Cam That Dude soon. We're putting up a treatment, so hopefully we'll get that around. We'll tie it in with the Geek
Culture.
Yeah, we're
going to get it up on Geek Culture Congress, definitely.
Congress, so we're definitely, that's next on the agenda. We're putting the treatment together now, so we should be up and running by this weekend.
As soon as
weekend.
You get the audio, give me the audio, we'll put it up on Geek Culture Congress. And if it's videos too, we'll put them on both.
We're going to do live gaming channels. Commentary and stuff like that. You know,
I want to put it up.
If I know Cam, it'll be a lot of violence and anger.
I'm
here for it.
We have to put parental advisory on
here for all the
smoke.
All
right,
we can do that. We have that capability now.
But yeah, I'm also trying to get into the House on Haunted. Was it House on Haunted Hill?
Hill House.
Hill House.
Haunting of Hill House.
Haunting of Hill House?
It's a crazy. That's all I've been hearing for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I might finally check it out. Obviously, Daredevil 3, because Daredevil, out of all the Netflix Marvel series, is hands down my favorite. So I'm going to get that up and running sometime this week. But yeah, follow me on the socials at Joey Franchise. And yeah.
All right, man. Myself, of course, you can follow my nocturnal life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. You can follow the like page, Speedy Junior. Got to spell out Junior. And if you guys didn't know, I'm actually technically the editor for Mr. Albert Armas that we had here promoting his Alien Nox comic book.
Well, salute to you, man.
Trying to help him out. And I'm actually on the credits. My first time ever on the credits of a comic book. And I'm pretty happy about it. So I'm really happy about the story. Issue 2 just came out. So if anybody who liked the Alien comic or just trying to get into it, issue 1 and now issue 2 are available. So if you want to, you know, get double dose there and get into what the actual plot is all about, it's all up there on Comixology, on the Amazon Kindle, or if you want to buy physical copies, go to thearmascomics.com. And episode 3 right now of season 3 of Daredevil, which is really good. Mm-hmm. I'm also trying to catch up on Gotham. If you guys didn't, they just showed some picture of Bane.
Yeah,
they introduced Bane in the Gotham world, I guess.
Yeah, and it's like he has groceries wrapped around his neck.
Yeah, it was a little rough. The picture was a little rough, but it's supposed to be like the intro, you know, like
and this is the
beginning
where he dons the Batman mask.
I don't know. Maybe
he wears some type of mask.
I think he wears some kind of mask.
Yeah, I don't think it's the official. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm trying to catch up. I'm like on season 3 right now, and I'm just trying to fast go through the whole seasons, trying to catch up to now. And that's pretty much it, man. Thank you so much for everybody listening on Facebook and everybody who listens to the podcast. Every time we come on something new, we got interviews with creators coming soon. More comic book creators. I got another interview that I'm trying to schedule with another comic book creator, so we can talk about his project. And we're also gonna get Joey Franchise's video game sessions up.
Word.
Soon. As soon as he gets them done.
I finished Spider-Man.
Yeah, and today's the 23rd. I think that DLC is available today.
So yeah, so stay tuned for that because I want to definitely capture me running around saving the city, man.
Yeah, very good. Right, all right, man. Thank you guys so much, of course, for listening to Geek Culture Congress, and of course, follow us, listen to us everywhere, anywhere that cool podcast can be listened to on Google Play, on iTunes, even on Spotify, and listen to us even on YouTube, and of course on Facebook Live. Thank you guys so much. We'll be back next week. Probably review something that we watched already so far, or maybe let's get into some. Because all you guys want to get into Daredevil. Let's as soon as we all finish Daredevil, we'll get into a review.
Yeah, we just gotta make sure that you're not talking about
I'll let
the boat ride. I'll let it ride into the sunset for now, until I've vindicated. Same bad time, same bad channel, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good one. See you in a couple weeks, maybe next week. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.